you ready?
I mean, how great was that, guys? Week one in the books. Incredible week one. So much to talk to you about here on the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Mike Randall. I'm here with you each and every Sunday night slash Monday. We're going to review all the games. We're going to go around super quick through all the games. Biggest fantasy takeaways. We're not going to cover all the aspects, but try to get one big takeaway from each of the games here from the week up through Sunday night. And of course, we have the big Monday night game between the Jets and the Niners coming up tonight. But don't forget, of course, the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy, use that promo code FTN. Get up to a $1,000 bonus when you sign up. So many great contests there at Underdog. They're a huge fan of FTN. They support us. We support them as well, hand in hand. Use that promo code FTN. Get into those contests. Win the money. Come back. Say thanks. What I'm going to do now, folks, is go around. We're going to go through each one of the games. I'm going to tell you about each and every one, some of the key takeaways that I saw from a fantasy football perspective. Again, Jeff will be back on Wednesday. He'll give you all of his knowledge. He's got The Rant, of course, which is each and every day. You can check that out there as well on the podcast. So plenty of Jeff Radcliffe. If you need him, you know he's here at FTN. There's no one better in the business. Here we go. Let's go around the league. First game on Thursday, kickoff Thursday, Chiefs 27 at home, Ravens 20. 27-20 for the Chiefs. Let's start with the Ravens, who fell to 0-1. Lamar Jackson. Look, you can say what you want about Lamar Jackson. He is who he is. He's a two-time MVP. As Jeff always says, he is one of the best, if not the best, rushing quarterback that we have seen. He's just different. What he does is explosive, and he's different. He is going to miss throws from time to time. You saw that. That's what you get with Lamar. But you also get 16 carries for 122 rushing yards, and he is the only reason that the Ravens stayed in this game. The only reason. Yes, he missed a couple throws late, but they started with Derrick Henry, 13 carries, 46 yards, and a touchdown. And then when they got down, they went away from Derrick Henry. Like I told you all offseason, Derrick Henry is not going to be used as a bell cow back for the Ravens. He is over the age of 30. They traded for him because they want him late in the year. They want him in the playoffs. That's when they want to keep him fresh. They are not going to overuse him. And in the passing game, they're going to go with someone like Justice Hill. Justice Hill, 6 receptions, 52 yards. The big story here on offense was Isaiah Likely. 9 receptions, 111 yards, and a touchdown. Mark Andrews was schemed out by the defense for most of the night, but I do think there's going to be a lot of 12 personnel, and I do think Isaiah Likely is going to be an issue here. Mark Andrews only 2 for 14. Zay Flowers 6 for 37 as well. On the other side, passing, Patrick Mahomes, 291, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Isaiah Pacheco, majority of the carries. Don't worry about Carson Steele. Don't worry about Samaje Perine in the running game. 15 carries, 45 yards, got a touchdown. Rashee Rice just running those short to intermediate routes, 7 receptions, 103 yards. Xavier Worthy, 2 for 47. The big play is there. He got the touchdown as well. Travis Kelce schemed out for most of the night. Pacheco also caught 2 passes for 33 yards as well. P. Ryan is going to work in. Pacheco is clearly the lead running back. Mahomes, solid as always. Rice, 9 targets, 7 receptions, 103 yards. He doesn't look like he's going to get suspended. He is quite a steal. Next, we go to Friday's game in Brazil. Eagles 34, Packers 29. Big story here. Jordan Love with 6 seconds left injured. I took a big gasp because I have a lot of exposure to Jordan Love in best ball, but it looks like he's only going to be out 2 to 3 weeks there. Everything cleared. MCL sprain is what they're calling it. Jordan Love, 260 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. It looked like he had trouble keeping his footing on the turf, on the grass there in Brazil. So a lot of his throws were off his back foot, which may have contributed to some of the accuracy problems. Josh Jacobs, bell cow, 16 carries, 84 yards. Marshawn Lloyd, not active in this game. Manny Wilson did a decent job, 4 for 46, but Jacobs going to get the majority of touches. Jaden Reed, he's not in 2 wide receiver sets, and it didn't matter here. 4 receptions on 6 targets, 4 receptions, 138 yards, and a touchdown, including a 70-yard touchdown reception. Romeo Dubs, 4 for 50 as well. Christian Watson, don't worry about Christian Watson. He was targeted down the field the first drive over and over again, had a touchdown called back, big reception called back. He did get a touchdown late, only 3 for 13, but he's going to be a major part of this offense, especially when Jordan Love comes back. He's going to be out for a few weeks, though, probably 2 to 3 weeks. On the other side, Jalen Hurts started slow, but does what Jalen Hurts does. He had 33 yards on the ground. He had 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 278, solid game. But the story here is Saquon Barkley. Finally freed from the offense in New York, Saquon Barkley, 24 carries, 109 yards, 4.5 average, 2 touchdowns, and he caught one as well, 2 receptions, 23 yards. Great game, 3 touchdowns for Saquon Barkley. A.J. Brown, 5 receptions, 119 yards, 10 big targets. So A.J. Brown picking up right where he left off last year. Devonta Smith got a couple late as well, 7-4, 84. Now we'll go to the 1 o'clock games today, and let's start with the standard is the standard. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers go on the road and get the job done. 18-10, beat the Falcons on the road. Arthur Smith, revenge game, and he comes through. Najee Harris, 20 carries, 70 yards. Justin Fields starts for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson inactive in this game. Justin Fields, 156 yards passing, 57 yards on the ground. No offensive touchdowns in this game. That's the only thing that's a little concern here, but they did get the win. A road win in the NFL is a road win. It doesn't matter. George Pickens looks fantastic. 7 targets, 6 receptions, 85 yards, 14 yards per reception. Just a big play day for him. Jaylen Warren played 2 carries, had 2 receptions. Just seemed limited here. Going to take a much bigger role as he recovers from that injury. The Atlanta side, Kirk Cousins is going to be rusty. Didn't play in the preseason. Only 155 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. His leading receiver was Ray McCloud. And folks, Drake London. Can we take it easy about Drake London? He's a solid receiver. If you were taking Drake London at the back end of round 1 or early round 2 in best ball, I didn't get it. 2 receptions, 15 yards. I think he'll be better, obviously. But Drake London is not an elite top 8 receiver in the NFL. Couldn't get open today at home. Bijan Robinson did get a lot of work. 18 carries, 68 yards. 5 receptions on 5 targets, 43 yards. So he's the center of the offense. And Kyle Pitts even catches a touchdown. But be careful with that. Only 3 receptions for 26 yards. Did get a touchdown. But without that, it's not a big day. Darnell Mooney, 3 targets. Only 1 for 15. Going to be a lot of variance there for him. So big takeaway for Atlanta. Bijan Robinson, certainly a center of your offense, are going to be better. Drake London, be careful because it's not going to be round 1, round 2 turn production. Probably the most exciting game of the day, Bills 34, Cardinals 28. Cardinals got up fast in this game. The Cardinals looked good early on, moving the ball down the field with Kyler Murray. Got up 7-0 in the first quarter. James Conner, massive workload. James Conner, the idea of the people saying James Conner is washed, crazy. James Conner, 16 carries, 50 yards, had the touchdown, also caught 3 passes for 33, was a center part of everything that went on with Arizona. Trey Benson came in, 3 carries, 13 yards. I had messages on Twitter from people who were panicking that Trey Benson was in for 1 series. Once they got to the goal line that series, you know who they put in? James Conner. For the receivers, I told you that Marvin Harrison is going to take time to adjust. First of all, it's Kyler Murray. It is not one of the elite prolific pocket passers that we have in the NFL. Yes, he did well with DeAndre Hopkins. That's DeAndre Hopkins, a future Hall of Famer. Marvin Harrison, 3 targets, 1 reception, 4 yards. He will be better. Don't worry about that. But again, to have that massive of an impact early on in the season, it's going to take time. Greg Dortch actually led the Cardinals, 6 receptions, 47 yards. On the other side, if you played Josh Allen, you were very happy. 2 passing touchdowns, 2 running touchdowns, 39 rushing yards as well. James Cook looked solid, 19 for 71. Cook also caught 3 passes for 32. Problem is, when they get to the goal line, they go to Josh Allen. But Cook going to have the high floor each and every week. The receivers struggled. Mac Hollins caught a touchdown. Khalil Shakir rolled in for a touchdown. Keon Coleman had a nice 28-yard pass. He finished with the most receiving yards, 51. Well, we certainly had chaos in Miami because while Tugan and Alex Blickle were on the DFS show this morning, news broke that Tyreek Hill was arrested in a traffic incident, but he did in fact play and they needed him here as Miami pulled out a 20-17 victory over Jacksonville. This was a shame for the Jaguars because Jacksonville dominated this game. They slowed this offense down. They played real well. Trevor Lawrence, only 12 of 21, 162 yards, 1 touchdown pass to Brian Thomas. This is going to be very good. Brian Thomas, 447. Travis Etienne, 12 for 44, 1 touchdown. The problem is a massive, costly fumble. It was 17-7 in the third quarter. Etienne was going in for the touchdown to make it 24-7 and put this game out of reach. He fumbles. The Dolphins get the ball back. What happens? 80-yard bomb from Tua to Tyreek Hill for the touchdown, and that changed the game. Tyreek, 7 receptions, 130 yards, and a touchdown. Waddle, 5 for 108, which was nice to see because he had the calf issue coming into the game. Devon Achane, not a lot of rushing in this game, but Devon Achane, 7 receptions on 7 targets for 75 yards. If that continues, Achane's going to pay off his ADP. Raheem Mostert, very disappointing, only 6 for 9. The Jaguars' run defense is legit, and they stopped Mostert. Mostert needs to be able to get those yards up the middle, those tough yards. Couldn't happen. They had to change Mike McDaniel, and they went more with A-Chain, which was fine. They also brought Jeff Wilson in, 5 carries for 26. There was a rumor on Twitter that both A-Chain and Mostert were nicked up in this game, but Jalen Wright was not active, the rookie, so you have to watch to see who's going to be active next week as well, but Dolphins get the big win. Ugly game in the Meadowlands. Giants look terrible. Vikings go in, and our Aaron Schatz called it in his pick of the week, 28-6 for Minnesota over the Giants. Daniel Jones getting booed throughout the game, getting booed going to his car. You saw on social media, just awful. Vikings were great. Aaron Jones looked fine. 14 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown. Justin Jefferson, 459. He caught a touchdown as well. Jordan Addison left this game with an injury, so the player to watch is Jalen Naylor. Jalen Naylor, 1 reception, 21 yards, but it was a touchdown, but he had a great preseason. So if Addison ends up missing time, Naylor is going to have an integral part of this offense. Sam Darnold completed 80% of his passes, 19-24, 208 yards, 2 touchdowns, just 1 interception. On the other side, dear Lord, Daniel Jones, 22-42, only 52% of his passes completed, 2 interceptions. Devin Singletary, nothing. Malik Nabers, 7 targets, 5 receptions, 66 yards, which is okay. Wandell Robinson got 12 targets in this game because, again, Daniel Jones not wanting to turn the ball over, going to look for the check down, short to intermediate route. Just a rough game all around, and Daniel Jones heard it from the crowd. This game drove me nuts. Chicago beats Tennessee 24-17 after being down 17-0, and then Will Levis throws 2 of the worst interceptions you're ever going to see. The last one coming with about 5 minutes left. He's getting sacked on 3rd down. Instead of just taking the sack and punting it away, tries to flick it out of bounds in the air. Bears pick it off, run it all the way back for the touchdown. 2 defensive touchdowns here for the Bears. That's how they got back in this game and won. Will Levis, only 59% completion percentage, 127 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. The big player for Tennessee was Tony Pollard, who does indeed look to have his wiggle back. 16 carries, 82 yards, 1 touchdown. Tajay Spears, not much of anything. Calvin Ridley, just okay. None of the pass catchers really did much for Tennessee. It was really just Pollard. Caleb Williams, not great. Only completed 48% of his passes, 93 yards. Just 93 yards for Caleb Williams, but the Bears defense bailed him out. DeAndre Swift, only 10 carries, 30 yards. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, not going to be able to get much going here when your quarterback only throws for 93 yards, but Keenan Allen did have 11 targets. Roma Dunze, again, rookie, wide receiver, take it easy, 1 reception, 11 yards. The shocker here, from start to finish, this was the game that shocked everyone and killed survivor pools. New England goes into Cincinnati and wins 16-10. Jacoby Brissett managed the game, 121 passing yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Ramondre Stevenson, fantastic against the Bengals. That is a bad sign when a bad offensive line with the Patriots can run all over you in the Bengals. I didn't like the Bengals. I told you that. And coming into this game, I was still nervous. There's a lot of concerns with their personnel. And of course, there's a lot going on off the field as well. Ramondre Stevenson, 25 carries, 120 yards, and a touchdown. Offense, passing-wise, they didn't need much because they could run the ball. Austin Hooper, 31 yards. Demario Douglas didn't do much. Hunter Henry didn't do much. It was really Stevenson and a solid defensive effort by the Patriots. For the Bengals, Joe Burrow, 21-29, 164, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Jamar Chase, I have to tell you, I would have very little interest in keeping Jamar Chase. He's got 2 years left on his contract. He's complaining. He holds out. He's cryptic in whether he's coming back. He shows up, then he says he's sick, then he comes out, and after this game, he's complaining why he's not getting more passes. So you have to ask the coaches. I mean, just constantly complaining with Jamar Chase, an elite receiver, one of the best in the game. But with 2 years left on his contract, he's causing this, and they needed him badly because no T. Higgins, of course, he was out. Andre Yoshivash, only 3 catches, 26 yards. That was bad chalk. Everyone's playing him in DFS. Mike Gesicki, nothing. Chase Brown, nothing as well. Everybody thought Chase Brown was going to do something. Zach Moss did get a touchdown to save his stat line, 44 rushing yards for him. We knew Houston, Indianapolis was going to be close, and it did not disappoint. Houston wins, no cover, 29-27 over the Colts. Houston, it was Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, 30 rushes, 159 yards, 1 touchdown. C.J. Stroud, 234 yards, 2 touchdowns. Great game for him, super efficient for the offensive rookie of the year last year. Nico Collins proves that he is still the alpha in this offense. 8 targets, 6 receptions, 117 yards, including a 55-yard reception. Stephon Diggs, 2 touchdowns, 6 receptions, only 33 yards. Again, he has the ability to get open. He can shake people and get open. And C.J. Stroud is one of the most accurate passers in the league. He gets him the ball. So not a lot of yards, but he gets 2 touchdowns. Tank Dell, the one who was sort of missing today, 3 receptions, 40 yards. And look, I was telling you this in the Discord. I was telling this to the FTN subs. You can't rank all three of those guys in the top 30 on a weekly basis. One of them is not going to perform well, and this week it was Tank Dell. But Joe Mixon, what a game. Three receptions as well, 159 yards and a touchdown. On the other side, Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson is one of the best athletes we have seen at the quarterback position in quite some time. 9 of 19, that's 47% completion percentage for only 212 yards, but he threw two touchdowns, one interception, and they were impressive touchdowns. Deep bombs that he threw, connected one with Alec Pierce and one with Ashton Doolin as well. Anthony Richardson ran for 56 yards, that's 9 yards a carry, 6 carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Michael Pittman, disappointing day, 4 for 31. And we told that with the FTN splits tool that when Gardner Minshew was in, Pittman did well. But when Richardson in, Pittman's production was stifled a bit. Jonathan Taylor did find the end zone, but that tough Houston defense held him under. He had 16 carries, 48 yards. They need to get Jonathan Taylor going so that there's not as much pressure on Richardson. But he did look impressive in keeping this game close, 29-27 road win for the Texans. The one game I got totally wrong was New Orleans and Carolina. I thought Carolina would be inspired. I thought they'd be up for the task. Dave Canales worked miracles in Seattle, worked miracles in Tampa Bay. Boy, they got their comeuppance against a bad Saints team. A Saints team that has a bad offensive line. A Saints team doesn't have a ton of offensive weapons. And a Saints team that really didn't even get to Chris Olave that much this game. Carolina loses 47-10 at New Orleans. Bryce Young looked horrific. 13 of 30, 43% completion percentage. Miles Sanders, nothing. Chuba Hubbard, nothing on the ground. Adam Thielen, 4 for 49. Deontay Johnson could not get the ball all game long. It was a pitiful performance. Go to New Orleans. Derek Carr, super efficient. 82% completion percentage, 19 to 23, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. 1 to Rashid Shaheed to start the game, 59 yards, first drive. 1 to Foster Moreau. 1 to Juwan Johnson. And by the way, if you drafted Juwan Johnson in best ball, you got yourself a good value late because he is healthy. He returned from the foot injury and he caught a touchdown. Alvin Kamara, fantastic across the board. 15 carries, 83 yards, a touchdown. Also caught 5 passes for 27 yards as well. A destruction by the Saints over the Panthers, who look just as bad as they did last year. Now let's turn to the 4 o'clock games. First one, Dallas destroyed Cleveland. Deshaun Watson, pitiful performance. Deshaun Watson should set a fruit basket to Bryce Young, to thank Bryce Young for playing so poorly. Otherwise, we'd be talking a ton about Deshaun Watson today. He was awful. 33-17. Cowboys win on the road. Dak Prescott, 19-32. One touchdown, no interceptions. Zeke Elliott ran one in. CeeDee Lamb got a lot of targets. Tough matchup for CeeDee Lamb. Went under in his receiving prop, which I predicted, but he did get 10 targets, 5 receptions, 61 yards. Brandon Cooks caught a touchdown as well. The concern here for the Browns is David Njoku with their leading receiver, but the tight end, 4 receptions, 44 yards, left the game with an injury and was seen with a walking boot after the game, so you want to keep an eye on that. Jerome Ford, misleading line, 44 yards and a touchdown, but he got it very, very late. Jerry Jeudy caught a touchdown, the only real touchdown they had. Deshaun Watson, 53.3% completion percentage, 24-45 on their 169 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, and they were in chase mode. So he wasn't even able to complete passes when Dallas was giving them yards and giving them routes. A terrible performance, very concerning here. Amari Cooper, revenge game, bombed, 2 receptions, 18 yards. Very happy for Jim Harbaugh with a nice 22-10 win. Chargers beat the Raiders in their home opener. Gardner Minshew connected well with his receivers, 25-33, 75% completion percentage, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Also had a bad fumble as well, and that's the issue with the turnovers. He got intercepted. Zamir White fumbled, lost one. Gardner Minshew fumbled and lost one. Devontae Adams going to be frustrated again, 5 for 59. Jacoby Myers led the team, 3 receptions, 61 yards. They got a touchdown early to Alexander Mattison, and that was really it. The Chargers are not going to beat themselves. Jim Harbaugh is going to have a very fundamentally sound team that's going to play well on both sides of the ball. Their line played well. Rookie Joe Alt was fantastic against Max Crosby, had no pressures Crosby on the day. Joe Alt looking every bit that early first-round pick that was spent on him. As Harbaugh says, offensive linemen are weapons. For the Chargers, the big news of the day, I kept telling you this in the offseason, one of these running backs, either Dobbins or Edwards, is going to be a legit running back one, just like Frank Gore was 4 years in a row with Jim Harbaugh when he was in San Francisco, and it looked to be Dobbins. Edwards had 11 carries, only 26 yards. Dobbins had 10 carries, 135 yards, looked much more explosive, had a big 61-yard run, then had another 40-yard run, and he scored a touchdown. Ladd McConkey, 5 receptions, 39 yards, scored a touchdown on a nifty move that made two cornerbacks miss him. Stop, go, and then ran into the end zone. Justin Herbert, solid, 17 to 26, 144 yards, any touchdown. This team is going to run the ball. This team is not going to take a lot of chances. They're not going to beat themselves. It was a nice, solid win for the Chargers in Harbaugh's first game. He got the game ball after. Odd game with Denver and Seattle. Seattle wins 26-20. The spread was 6, incredibly. Denver scores late to do the backdoor push if you had it. Maybe you had it 6.5. You lost. Seattle wins 26-20. Broncos started off well. Geno threw an interception early. Broncos actually got two safeties on the Seahawks in the first half, but the Seahawks pull away. Bo Nix was just okay, completed 62% of his passes, one touchdown, but two interceptions. Couldn't get the running game going against Seattle. Javonte Williams, nothing, only 23 yards. Jaleel McLaughlin, only 27 yards. And the leading receiver, Cortland Sutton's going to be feast or famine in this offense. Leading receiver was Josh Reynolds, 5 receptions, 45 yards. Sutton actually had 12 targets, but just couldn't get anything going. For Seattle, Kenneth Walker, amazing. He got hurt at the end of the game, had a rib cage injury, but I saw the interview after the game. He said, it's fine, don't worry about it. 20 carries, 103 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Lockett, actually the best receiver on the team, six receptions, 77 yards. DK Metcalf had some chances, but only 3 for 29. Jackson Smith and Jigba, not much there either. Geno managed the game, completed 72% of his passes, 171 yards, one touchdown, and the one interception. But nice win for Seattle. Mike McDonald, home opener, nice win. Seattle 26, Denver 20. Last 4 o'clock game, Tampa Bay looked great. 37-20 over Washington. Jaden Daniels ran two in, had 88 rushing yards, two touchdowns, didn't throw a touchdown, didn't throw an interception, no turnovers, but completed 70% of his passes, 184 yards. His rushing is going to keep him fantasy relevant, much like Anthony Richardson. He's a better throw than Anthony Richardson. The problem here is with Jaden Daniels, guy connect with a receiver. Here are the leading receivers for Washington. Austin Eckler, 4 receptions, 52 yards. He's a running back. Brian Robinson, 3 receptions, 49 yards. He's a running back. Zach Ertz, 3 receptions, 28 yards. He's a tight end. Luke McCaffrey, 3 receptions, 18 yards. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your top receiver, wide receiver on Washington. That's not going to last. Terry McLaurin, very disappointing. 2 receptions, only 17 yards. But good game for Brian Robinson, like I said. Caught 3 passes and ran in a score as well, but 2 rushing scores for Jaden Daniels. So whoever had him in fantasy was not disappointed. On the other side, Baker Mayfield, brilliant, completed 24 of 30 passes. That's 80%, 289, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. He threw 1 to Chris Godwin, who had 8 receptions for 83 yards. He threw 2 to Mike Evans, who just keeps producing, 5 receptions for 61 yards. Jalen McMillan, the dynamic rookie, got one late. He got a touchdown as well, so he's going to be involved. Rashad White, 6 passes, 75 yards. Wasn't great on the ground, only 31 yards, but 6 catches for 75 yards as a receiver. Bucky Irving came in, had a couple nice runs, 9 carries, 62 yards. Bucks look good, folks. And Baker Mayfield, 4 touchdowns on the day. And the last game here, we'll talk about the nightcap between the Lions and the Rams. Interesting game. Rams get up right away with a field goal and are controlling the game. And then Puka Nacua gets hurt, sliding for a ball, hurts his knee. He's ruled out for the rest of the game. And then Cooper Kupp just goes ballistic. You would think they could do something to try to limit Cooper Kupp, but he showed why he was the offensive player of the year a couple of years ago. Cooper Kupp, 21 targets. 21 targets, 14 catches, 110 yards, 1 touchdown. Stafford was just picking him apart. 5 yard out, 3 yard out. Slant, 5 yard out, 3 yard out, all game long. They were leading for most of the game. They had it won. Lions came down, kicked a field goal to send it to overtime. Then on the coin flip, Stafford called heads. It was tails. Lions got the ball and drove right down the field. Goff was just okay. 217 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, but they were able to run the ball. Jahmyr Gibbs, 40 rushing yards and a touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs, 4 receptions, 34 yards. And David Montgomery, heavily featured during that overtime drive. They drove right down the field, and Monty ran it in for a touchdown in overtime on the first possession. So the Lions win, 17 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. You probably were not happy with his fantasy line until that last drive, but he got there. The big receiver here, Jameson Williams, the dynamic Jameson Williams, 5 receptions, 121 yards, and a touchdown. Amara had trouble getting open all night long. They prioritized him. Sam Laporta, 4 for 45, but Jameson Williams went ballistic with his speed. 9 targets, 5 receptions, 121 yards, and a touchdown. Just a brilliant performance by him, and the Lions come back and win 26-20. There you have it, folks. Around the league, 20 minutes. I told you we'll do it. We'll do it each and every week. Try to hit the most important points here in fantasy. Don't forget, use that promo code FTN, sign up Underdog Fantasy, get yourself a first deposit match up to $1,000. Pleasure to be with you Sunday night around the league. That's how we do it here at the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. Jeff will be back on Wednesday. Can't wait to get his insight as well as we get ready for week two. Enjoy the game tonight. Niners and J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Are you ready?